Does four-cornered bedding, such as sheets, blankets, and pillows, require tzitzis or to have one of its four corners rounded? So as we know, the Torah obligates a Jewish male to tie fringes onto four-cornered garments and also prohibits four-cornered garments from being worn by Jewish males until either the tzitzis are tied to their corners or one of the four corners are rounded, hence turning it into a non-four-cornered garment under which the obligation does not apply. Accordingly, the question is raised as to whether the common and typical bedding materials that we have today, such as sheets, blankets, and pillows, which typically contain four corners, are obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Is a man prohibited from sleeping with a blanket or with a sheet that has four corners until one of them is rounded? Should or may one tie tzitzis onto their corners? So practically, there are two halachic debates relevant to this question of whether bedding material with four corners is obligated in tzitzis or not. The first question that's discussed is whether the obligation of tzitzis only applies to clothing that's worn on the body or to any garment that comes into contact with the body. The second question of discussion is that even if one were to determine that the obligation of tzitzis applies not only to clothing worn on the body, but also to clothing that comes, cloths that come into contact with the body, does it apply to garments or items that are designated for night use, such as blankets that are meant for sleeping at night? So practically, both of these matters are under debate, as we will now explain. There is a debate amongst the Rishonim whether the obligation of tzitzis only applies to clothing worn on the body, pants, shirts, tank tops, etc., or to any garment that is used with the body, even though it's not literally worn and you don't go outside with them. The opinion of the Ravaya, the Mordechi, is brought in the Darkei Moshe in chapter 18, as recorded in the Alter Rebbe in chapter 18, Halacha 5, based on the Magen Avraham 18:3, is that they are exempt, as the Torah only obligated tzitzis to be tied to clothing. And if it's not worn on the body, it's not defined as a clothing, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim 22:12, G'dilim tase lechal arba kanfes ksuscha asher techaseba, that you wear, and you only wear clothing and not blankets and pillows. Thus, one set of Rishonim hold all these bedding materials are exempt from tzitzis, even if they have four corners, as they're not a garment, they're not a clothing. However, another group of Rishonim, led up by Tosfos in Maseches Menachos 41a, the Agos Maimonis, the Yireim, recorded likewise in the Alter Rebbe and the Magen Avraham in that same sif, all hold that that pasuk is not meant to be taken literally and interpreted in that method, and rather the obligation of tzitzis applies to all garments, even if you don't wear them, so long as they cover your body, they're on your body. And when it says asher techaseba, it means literal to cover you, not to be worn by you. And hence, according to this opinion, possibly all bedding material, blankets, sheets, etc., should be chayiv in tzitzis. However, we still need to discuss the second subject of the debate, and that is regarding garments that are designated for only night use. But prior to us entering into that, let's clarify whether this above debate that we mentioned applies even to the sheet that's worn on the mattress and does not actually cover you. So some say that by that, even Tosfos, even the stringent opinion agrees, there's no obligation of tzitzis if it's four-cornered, because it doesn't cover you, it covers the mattress, you just lie on it. And so is the implication of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch 18:5. However, from the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, it's implied, like those opinions who say that it's not shayich, not relevant to the debate, and everyone agrees it's not chayiv in tzitzis if you just lie in it and don't cover yourself with it, as then certainly it's negated from the pasuk. Let's now introduce the second aspect of the debate regarding night garments. So there's a known debate between the Rishonim, the Rambam versus the Rash. Both of the opinions are recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 18:1-4, and in the Mechaber 18:1. Regarding how to interpret the Torah's exemption of nighttime for tzitzis. Everyone agrees that night exempts tzitzis. The question is, does this refer to nighttime or does this refer to a night garment? Some say it refers only to nighttime. So is the opinion of the Rambam, that at night all garments are exempt from tzitzis and by day all garments are obligated in tzitzis. However, the Rush interprets it to mean night garment, that a night garment is always exempt from tzitzis both by day and night, while a day garment is always obligated in tzitzis even by nighttime. Practically regarding this debate, the Alter Rebbe rules and the other Poskim rule that we do not have a final arbitration and therefore we're stringent like both opinions to make sure to put tzitzis on all garments during the day, even if it's a night garment, but if it's a night garment, not to say a blessing. However, everyone agrees that a night garment during the night is exempt from tzitzis, as it's both a night garment according to the Rosh and during nighttime according to the Rambam. So according to all opinions, it has the exemption. Let's now take all that information and begin to apply it regarding our question of blankets, pillows, sheets, etc. The Al-Teba rules in chapter 18, Halacha 5, that this question is subject to the debate of the definition of the night exemption. According to the opinion, which is the opinion of the Rosh, who rules that all night garments are exempt from tzitzis, so pillows, sheets, and blankets are likewise exempt, as they're designated to be worn used specifically at night, when you sleep. And even though occasionally people sleep with it during the daytime, nevertheless, since their main purpose is for night use, therefore it's exempt from tzitzis. However, according to those opinions who rule that all garments are obligated in tzitzis during daytime, the opinion of the Rambam, then bedding materials, sheets and blankets and pillows are obligated to have tzitzis on their four corners. So the Al-Tareb in the Shulchan Aruch at first subjects the question of four-cornered bedding to the question of night garments worn during daytime, custom of this matter. And he writes that despite the above debate, which seemingly one should be stringent by a mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis, the widespread custom is to be lenient and not tie tzitzis at all to four-cornered bedding, even if it's made of wool or linen, and is therefore chayiv min ha-Torah to have tzitzis. And the reason behind this custom, even though we said before there's no arbitration in the debate between the Rambam and the Rosh, is because we add the additional leniency of the opinion who says that bedding is never obligated in tzitzis. The Torah only obligated clothing worn on the body. Nonetheless, the Al-Tareb concludes both in the Shulchan Aruch and Siddur based on the ruling of the Magen Avraham, and so conclude all the other Achreinim, the Kaf HaChaim, the Mishneh Berurah, and others, that despite the above custom, one should round one of the corners in order to exempt it according to all. So all four-cornered sheets, blankets, and pillows, they say, should be rounded in order so you circumvent the issue. As perhaps you rule like the Rambam, that even night garments are obligated in tzitzis as soon as it becomes daytime. And perhaps you rule like those opinions who say that even bedding is included in ksuscha and is obligated in tzitzis. And if so, whenever you sleep with your bedding past daybreak, you're being over, you're transgressing the prohibition of wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis, according to the joining of these two opinions. So to circumvent that, they say round one of the corners. So to summarize, the question of whether bedding, sheets, blankets, pillows are obligated in tzitzis is subject to two different debates within the laws of tzitzis, and the widespread custom is to be lenient based on the joining of the two lenient opinions in the above two debates, to say the night garments are never obligated in tzitzis, and even if they are, like the Rambam rules, only garments worn in the body are obligated in tzitzis and not bedding. Although this is the justification of the custom, nonetheless, it's proper to be stringent to round one of the corners to suspect for both of the stringencies of both sides of the debate that perhaps a night garment becomes obligated in tzitzis as soon as it's daybreak, and even bedding is included in the obligation of tzitzis. Now, practically, what's the custom today? So even though the Alter Rebbe gave this directive, the widespread custom today of the world, including of Chabad Hasidim, is not to be machmir in this and not to round one of the corners. And even though there were some exceptional Hasidim who were careful in this, the widespread custom is not to make an issue of it. So in conclusion, while we cannot require people to follow the directive written in the Achreinim to round one of the corners, as the custom has become to follow the lenient approach, nonetheless, certainly it's a proper chumrah for one to follow to round one of the corners, or at least to circumvent the issue when you go to purchase sheets and blankets and pillows, to lechatchila choose ones that already have rounded corners, and thereby circumvent the issue to begin with. Regarding if comforters and duvets are subject to this debate, so the Sarius Tshuva writes that since they are very puffy, their corners are not real corners, and therefore it's already considered round, and according to all opinions, they are exempt from tzitzis. So the above chumrah would only apply to actual flat blankets and sheets that are worn over the body when you sleep. You should try to find a rounded corner style blanket.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at www.shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.